Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, God bless you. Good afternoon. This is yours truly, Apostle Thompson, and I'm just delighted to come in your home on the internet, wherever you may be, in your car, on your phone. You know, we just thank God for another day that he has made, and we are just excitedly glad to be in the land of the living, praise God. Well, this is the Word for Today Ministry Radio Broadcast, and I'm just excited to have with me today on the line in the studio, Kathy Lloyd Diaz. That's right. She's our special guest today. I want to tell you a little bit about her before we come on out. Amen. And I want you to know that if you have friends, if you know people that just want to hear encouraging word, you need to just tune in today. She's doing a wonderful work for the Lord, and she's also a beautiful person. I had an opportunity of meeting about maybe, it was April 11th, I believe it was, about 3 weeks ago, praise God, and with her along with her husband, Robert Diaz, you know, good friend of mine, amen. But let's talk about this beautiful, mighty woman of God. First of all, I want to let you know that she is a Mary Kay beauty consultant, and also she works as a resident director at the Northampton Community College, and she's also a Bible study teacher. And one of the things that she do, she sells Mary Kay, and she also works in the ministry. And I'm going to leave that part there because I want to bring it out to talk about what she do. I'm going to let her do that part of it. Amen. So at this time, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to bring out our guest on today, Kathy Lloyd Diaz. God bless you, woman of God. How are you today?
Hello, Pastor. God bless you. Thank you so much for this invitation to be on your show and kind of share the work that God's placed in my heart and to share how people can help support it.
Amen. Well, I am humbled and delighted to have you on the broadcast today. Now, I want to talk to you in the beginning. Now, I understand that you are a Mary Kay beauty consultant. You know, it's funny because my wife, she's been doing it for a long time, you know, and
wonderful.
She's really passionate about it. So how did you get involved with that?
Well, interesting enough, how I got involved in Mary Kay was through helping one of my students, one of the students that I had connected with at an institution I used to work on. She's a beautiful young lady, president of her sorority. She's Miss Collegiate DC, and she was doing Mary Kay to raise funds for a variety of things. You know, she's a college student. She's doing pageant work. And so I saw her on Facebook, and I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, she's my girl. I love the work that she's doing. She's beautiful. Let me support her and buy some stuff. So I bought some stuff from it. I've always enjoyed the product, and so I bought it from her. And then she also mentioned, well, are you willing to have a conversation with my director to learn more about the Mary Kay opportunity? And I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? It helps you, no problem. And what really hit me is that when her and her director were kind of sharing, what was really beautiful is that my friend, she came to know the Lord through Mary Kay. It was through a Mary Kay party that this lady hosted, and she just felt the love and the support, and she came to know Christ through Mary Kay. I'm like, wow, like that's awesome. And, you know, a lot to the heart of Mary Kay. I mean, the company's values is God first, family second, and career third. And it's focused on just serving women, encouraging women, and just helping them enhance their beauty and to feel special and to be take some time to take care of yourself and be pampered. And I was like, wow, that's wonderful. I really like that, you know. And so after hearing her personal story, and then also for me, looking around in my community where I work as a resident director here at Northampton Community College, I mean, what girl doesn't like playing with makeup? And so it really gave me an opportunity to connect with some of these students. And actually, later on this evening, I have a Mary Kay party with a few of my students later on. We're going to be playing with skincare and makeup, and it's really given me an opportunity to, like, get to know some of these students, kind of minister to them, and to connect and bond. And so that's what really got me into doing Mary Kay.
Amen. Praise God. Now, I also understand that we're going to get to the part of you as a resident director at the Northampton Community College and also a Bible study teacher. Mm-hmm. But before we go down that avenue, now, I understand there's a ministry called the Faces of Homeless Ministry.
Yeah.
And there's something terrific and wonderful that you're doing as a Mary Kay consultant. You want to share what this is all about?
Of course, of course. And so one of my desires has always been to own a philanthropic business. Like, I wanted to have a business that will give back to my community, where we would fund and invest it into the people that, you know, we serve. And so my church, New Christian Harvest, under my pastor, Paul Watson, we have a ministry called the Faces of Homelessness. And it's comprised of people who have been homeless and other people in the community, and they come together and we work to educate the public about homelessness and what can be done to end it. And we also look to support the physical and the needs of the homeless and uplift their spirit. One of the passions in the hearts out of this ministry is to one day build a halfway house, you know, in the community. And so people who are struggling with homelessness, you know, have a place to go where they can find hope and be healed and start their life over again and be renewed. And so what I do with Mary Kay is that 25% of every single sale that I get goes to this ministry. And so, you know, you're just thinking you're buying some makeup or some cologne or whatever, but you're really, when you buy for me, you're also investing in someone's life. And so that's where the funding goes. And like my theme to my business, my little tagline is enhancing personal beauty and the community. And so even as I go out and I do Mary Kay parties, or I let people know about my business, I also make sure, and more importantly, they understand this ministry. They understand that there are homeless people in our community, and that, you know, letting them know that this is a venue or a way to help them.
Amen. Praise God. I mean, that is so wonderful. You know, and that, you know, that's a God-given ministry, but it's also a God-given idea, you know, to be able to think of something, not to be selfish, but to be able to give back and be willing, you know, say, hey, listen, I'm going to do this here. And it has so many avenues where it touches people's lives, you know. You get to meet people, like you said, the minister, they do the parties also. It enhances the beauty of the women, educates them on how to use the product and foundations and things. And then most importantly as well, you know, if they want to become a part of it, they actually can also become business entrepreneurs, and like you said, and then that portion of proceeds, that 25% proceeds that you make, you know, that you make, you take out that 25%, you're able to donate that towards the Faces of Homelessness, that ministry that they have to help others out. So, you know, I definitely want to salute you, because we need more people that have the love of God, amen, in their hearts, and don't mind sacrificing themselves or sacrificing something to give to someone else that's in need. So, you know, we truly, I salute you. I think that's such a beautiful, wonderful thing that you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, so now we want to go down another avenue, amen. We want to go down that avenue of you being a resident director at Northland Community College. So tell me, how many years have you been there as a director? And also tell us where the college is located, and then we'll go talk about you being a Bible study teacher.
Okay. Well, Northampton Community College is located in Bethlehem, PA, in Northampton County. And I started working as a resident director this past August, when I, interesting enough, in August, I got married. So, te amo papito, Robbie.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you. And so since Robbie was up here working at Teen Challenge at the time as a drug and alcohol counselor, I was in Baltimore, and so I needed to move where he was. And so in August, I started working here at Northampton Community College as a resident director. And so I oversee currently right now over 260 students who live in the residence hall. Northampton Community College is now building another residence hall, and so we'll be able to house 600 students.
Wow.
And so that's something that's really, really exciting and really interesting, because Northampton Community College is the only community college in the state of Pennsylvania that has a residence hall. And what's really neat about that is that you can get the great price, the great education of a community college, but yet get that wonderful experience of, you know, living not at home. You're able to live in a community of peers, you know, in a place where you'll be supported.
Wow, that's awesome, you know. And so you're a Bible study teacher. You're a Bible teacher. You teach the Bible. How long you been an instructor teaching biblical studies?
Well, recently, that's something that's pretty recent. My pastor had approached me about maybe around 2 months ago to ask if I could lead a Friday night Bible study. The Bible studies happen every Friday night at the Ramada Inn in Whitehall, Allentown, and the focus of our Bible studies is all about relationships in the Bible. So we're going from Genesis to Revelations, looking at the relationships that are in each of those stories and looking at what was good and healthy about them, looking at what happened to some of those relationships that led them down the wrong path, and more importantly, really understanding how to restore broken relationships, whether it's between a husband and wife, siblings, parents, and children. You know, the gospel, the heart of the gospel is like restoration and coming into reconciliation. And so, you know, in the midst of the multiple relationships that we all have, you know, whether it's with your employer, whether it's with some person you see on the street, there's some connection there. And what does God call us and how are we to act and to hold ourselves as we interact with people? Also, what's really awesome and going really powerful in our Bible study right now is really understanding that the only way you can get any relationship right in your life is to make sure your relationship with Christ, with God, is strong, it's firm, and that the focus of this Bible study is really on feeling the Holy Spirit, and particularly as comforter and counselor. Because a lot of times the reason our relationships fall apart is because we bring these issues, these baggages, this pain, and we start projecting that onto our relationships that we really want, or we start using that as the framework and foundation to our relationships. Like we let, because of a traumatic experience that happened in our childhood, now we're fearful, and now we enter this relationship with who God brings into our life on a foundation of fear, which we know is not of God. And so really just kind of processing all of that, and really supporting each other, praying for each other, encouraging each other is the heart to the Bible study that we have.
Amen. And, you know, I see there's a call out there that wants to either ask a question. I see you out there. Give us a moment. We're going to get to you shortly.
Okay.
But Yeah, but I did want to say, though, that, you know, and that's so true. You know, it's amazing that you had just said what you said, because I had a discussion a few days ago on something dealing with relationships. And, you know, a lot of times from childhood on into, you know, adulthood, a lot of folks have been damaged, hurt, and have an impression of what they believe is the right type of relationship or how you are to conduct or be in a relationship. And like you said, sometimes people, they bring some baggage into a new relationship. And they don't give the other person or themselves or that relationship the opportunity to grow on a fresh foundation, you know. So, you know, it's really good to be able to I would say clean house or be healed or at least have an idea, amen, of, you know, where you are. Because a lot of times we've been taught or we've been told certain things and come to find out it didn't really apply to us, you know. So that's that's one. I want to go ahead and bring in this caller and see who this is and see if they have a question for you on today, and then we're going to continue on the interview.
Okay.
Amen. Hello? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's going on?
All right.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Robbie Newborn.
Oh, I know. I know the voice, man. It's a
so
famous voice.
Hey, Mr. Diaz, how you doing?
Hello, Mr. Diaz. How are you?
I'm doing good. But listen, I can't stay on too long. I have to get back to work. But I just want to say that, you know, it's awesome that, you know, my wife is online and being able to talk about her ministries. She's definitely a warrior for God. I definitely know that God sent me my helpmate. You know, I'm proud of her. She's awesome. You know, the way she's taking charge and leading this Bible study that she just talked about is awesome. It's definitely helping a lot. I mean, a lot of people, not only couples, but those individuals who might be in broken relationships or who are separated, who are dealing with relationships, whether they're in spousal relationships or even sibling relationships, you know, parent and son, parent and daughter, it doesn't matter. It's just, it's awesome how she's bringing it, and she brought it from the beginning of Genesis. And, you know, we look forward to it. People are coming. People sometimes can't make it, but, you know, whoever's there, we know that God, you know, appoints them to be there, and he definitely picked the right person, and along with Pastor Watson, and, you know, it's cool. So, you know, definitely I support
Amen.
Her. I'm
Amen.
So happy. I'm happy
Amen.
That she's doing her thing. And then also with the Mary Kay, you know, giving back to the homelessness ministry. You know, so, you know, man, God couldn't have brought me a better person. I mean, she's the perfect helpmate, and I love her for that. And, you know, it's
Amen.
Awesome. Thank you for having her on the air. And, you know, whoever's listening, you know, she's definitely someone that you can reach out to. You know, she does her thing at the school, NCC, you know, and I see her, you know, doing her thing and leading and taking charge and being a woman of God and on fire for the Lord. She's a prayer warrior.
God, praise.
And you enjoy the rest of the evening. I have to go. I have a, you know, someone waiting for me, but thank you, Pastor Thompson,
Amen.
For everything. And I made it to the church last week where I met the pastor and Marisol and them from the church where they were having the concert. I was able to go there in Allentown, and I shared
yes.
a little bit and ministered there. But Kathy, continue doing what you're doing. I love you. May God bless you. And do your thing.
All right, stay on open show. Thank you so much.
Amen. Okay,
take care now. God bless.
I would like to know, Kathy, I would like to know one thing.
Okay.
When is supposed to be your up and coming event?
That's in June. June 2nd.
Yes.
June.
Yes, it's June 12th. Thank you,
okay.
Robbie. That was the next thing I was going to bring up. So on June 12th, New Christian Harvest is having
I'm going to let you go. God bless you, okay?
All right. Take care now.
God bless you. And so on June 12th, New Christian Harvest is having a praise party, and we're really excited about this community event. We are going to be inviting youth and young adults to minister through Christian hip-hop, song, dance, spoken word, just to celebrate all that God's doing. It's going to be at 7 p.m. at the Ramada Inn, also in Whitehall in Allentown, and it's $3 for children and $5 for adults. And all that money is going once again to our Faces of Homelessness ministry. The church is really committed to investing in our community. And in particular, we have a heart for the homeless in the area. And so right now we're in a season of really focusing on, fundraising and to seeking out ways to serve the homeless in Eastern Bethlehem and Allentown.
Amen. Praise God. We was going to talk about that later, but since he had, put it in there a little early.
Yeah.
So, but nonetheless, it's okay. I understand, he loves you and he's excited about what God is doing, and rightfully so. You know, God has really blessed both of you, dramatically. And when God do something put together, you can't beat it. Amen. So I thank God for you too, beautiful, beautiful couple, ladies and gentlemen. And so with that being said, amen, so we have about another, I would say, another 7-8 minutes left, amen. So what I'm going to do, I want to take out this time for you to, those that are listening, that may want to find a way to contact you or reach out to you, if you would be so kind to give them a contact where they can reach out to you, if it be by website, email, or phone number, please.
Yeah, definitely. And so if there's anyone out there who's really interested in supporting the Faces of Homeless Ministry, and particularly through Mary Kay, wearing some great makeup and skincare to enhance your personal beauty and the community, you can visit my website at www.marykay.com, KLDIAZ. That's www.marykay.com/KLDIAZ to shop and purchase anything. Like I said, 25% of everything that you get goes to the Faces of Homelessness. Also, if you would like to schedule a skincare class or your own party, you can do that by calling me at 610-299-9635. That's 610-299-9635. Or you can send me an email also to make an appointment. And that's at kldiaz@marykay.com. And you can just contact me if you have any questions about products, or if you want to support me through hosting any party, whether it's a skincare or makeup class or even a Facebook party, we do those parties. Or if you want to be pampered yourself and have a personal, individualized facial, I am more than happy to reach out and to serve and minister to you, with that. And a few things I just wanted to mention really quick, because, what's coming right around the corner is Mother's Day, and we need to make sure that the Bible says to honor our mother and father, and so we need to think of them. Their mom's special day is coming up, and so one of the things that I'm doing is hosting a special sale for Mother's Day. Your mom took care of you, so make sure you're taking care of her.
That's right.
Exactly. And so some of our really great products that, a number of moms tend to love, I'm having an amazing sale going on right now. And so for our Time Wise Miracle Set, it normally costs $90. Nope, it's only $60 right now. Our time-wise volume firm set, and that's for, like, maybe a mother who really wants to have some skin issues, fine lines, deep wrinkles. That's normally $199. Nope, it's only $125 from now until Mother's Day. And the last deal we got going on is that when you purchase a Mary Kay compact, you can fill it with your favorite blush, three of your favorite mineral eyeshadows, and a lipstick or lip gloss. Normally, that runs like $74. I'm running the sale for only $45. So all those are some great deals that are going on right now from now until Mother's Day. And you can find out more information about those sales and also giveaways that I do and flash sales on discounts that I provide. You can check me out on my Facebook page, and that's www.facebook.com/MaryKay.KL Diaz. And so feel free to check me out on any of my social media and my website to check out those good things there.
Amen. Amen. I want to thank you so much for joining us on today, beloved. You're truly a blessing, and I'm humbled to have you. Amen. And I just want to let the radio listening audience today understand that if you would like to continue to sow and bless into the Word for the Day radio ministry, you may go to our website at www.citywidecog.org. That's www.citywidecog.org. Or if you're old-fashioned, you know, and you say, I don't like going on the internet and using my credit card, Pastor, well, then you can make out a check or a money order to Citywide Church of God, and you can send it to P.O. Box 163, Stuartsville, New Jersey, 08886. That's make it out to Citywide Church of God, P.O. Box 163, Stuartsville, New Jersey, 08886. Or you can go to Walmart if you want to and just do a money to money and make it out to Pastor Andre Thomas. I had a lady tell me that one time, a woman of God. She said, you know, I'm going to send you something from Walmart. It's going to be a money to money. I said, what's a money to money? You know, I ain't up on all that stuff. And she said, oh, no, Walmart, they do a money to money. I said, oh, okay. Well, I learned something new. You know, so listen, if you want to just be a blessing, praise God, beloved, let's go ahead. We are working diligently for June 20th, where we're going to have our outdoor community gospel Christian concert for the city of Phillipsburg, New Jersey. The theme for this year is Outside the Four Walls, bringing the gospel to the streets. Amen. So we still have a few more people coming on to be a partake of this in the way of groups and praise dances. We have Christian rock bands. We have contemporaries. We have every nationality almost practically, you know, this is open to the community. We want to be able to reach out, giving away Bibles. We need more cases of Bibles. We need a lot of different things that we're going to need, amen. And we're not charging anyone. This is all free. We want to give out to the community and bring the people together, especially the unbelievers, amen, the drug dealers, the prostitutes, whoever might be out there, the atheists, whoever you may be out there. We want to bring you the word. We want to bring the ministry through song and dance, and just have a marvelous time, free food, and looking to get folks to paint the faces for the children and everything else. So we definitely raising more funds for that occasion. I have to reach up to $1 million in insurance for liability for the park in the city again for this year. You know, so there's a lot goes on behind it, you know, behind the doors, amen. And, you know, so I do need your help, beloved. So you that are listening, if you'd like to be a part of that, just go ahead and say any size love donation. We would appreciate it. And today, once again, I want to salute and thank God for our special guest, Kathy Lloyd Diaz. You have truly been a blessing to us, and we thank God for you. Please visit her on Facebook. Visit her Mary Kay website at www.MaryKay.com/KIDIAZ. Amen. Once again, www.MaryKay.com/KIDIAZ. tomorrow. You need to join me on tomorrow. I mean, if you're not doing nothing, come on and join us tomorrow. We have no other than Prophetess Wendy Key. My goodness, she's going to bring forth the word, amen. And then on Friday, I have my good friend Joe McRae from Joe McRae Productions, the playwriter, the actor. He has the brand new play out called Jesus Loves Me that will be playing at the Crossroads Theater in New Brunswick, New Jersey on May 16th. So don't you dare miss this remainder of the week. Woman of God, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate
you. Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Well, listen, beloved, until we meet again, this is your truly apostle, Pastor Andre Thompson. We thank you. God speed and kingdom blessings upon you and your family. Good night. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.